Good morning. It's 17th May. Our first reading for the day is Joshua chapter 1. However, I'm going to read to you some of the closing words of Brother Harry Tennant's book on Moses. I read, Israel wept for a month, and Joshua took over. The memories of the people would be long and short, long in that Moses would never cease to be in their midst, and short in that they would soon be disobedient to his words. They had finally, in the words of his book, the divine addition, and there arose not a prophet in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of Israel. Thus Moses passed from the earthly scene. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. The king of terrors had taken away the man chosen by God. His redemption, like that of all the elect throughout the ages, is by Jesus, the perfect servant and sacrifice. Much as Moses had served and ministered, and even though he had pointed the way to life by faith, the law, which had been given by his hands, is called the ministration of death. The many commands and ordinances underlined 1,000 times man's inability to save himself. No man could stand before the Lord guiltless. The law was holy, just and good, but none could live forever by it. The law was good, but man was faulty. There were great things that the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. The greatness of grace in Christ caused those who had loved the law and lived under it to confess that it was a yoke which neither our fathers nor we are able to bear. Moses had cried, "How can I bear you myself alone?" And yet there came one upon whom the iniquities of all the world were hung, upon himself alone. We have seen the glory on the face of Moses, a glory fading with time, and we have turned to the one of whom it is said, "We have seen his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have seen Moses inspect the altar, the laver, the tabernacle, and all its precious inner contents, pronouncing them all to be according to the pattern shown him in the mount. And we have known that these were pointers to that tabernacle which the Lord pitched, and not man. The one in whom all the colours flowed together, the laver, the altar, the showbread, the altar of incense, the veil, the ark, and the mercy seat, and all the colours blended in the unblemished whiteness of the righteousness of the Son of God. We looked again and saw this man of the age standing, not on Nebo waiting to go into the land, but with Christ in glory. Then were we satisfied. The Lord had remembered his servant Moses, and brought him face to face with the prophet like unto him. It remains for us to serve in the same house in which Moses proved so faithful, knowing that the Son is there in every room wherever our work may be. Let us work with the diligence and self-effacement of Moses, the servant of the Lord. So shall we with him stand upon Mount Zion and add our praise to his, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And so, in our readings in the days to come, we shall enter the land with Joshua, the salvation of God, and think about the greater inheritance when the Lord Jesus Christ is back in this earth. Thank you for listening.